What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the How to Not Suck at Money podcast, episode one. I am your host for the show, Devon Jarvis. So happy to have you all here with me. My goal for this show is really to just to break down some financial concepts, make it as simple as possible. I'm also not just going to focus on the math, but I will take time to focus on the psychology of money and just talk about the things that everyone will need to be successful in life. For this first episode, I'm going to outline a few initial steps, if you will, as far as how to be successful with money. I like to call this the foundation, the building blocks for the steps you need to take in order to win with money in life. If you like the show, go ahead and subscribe. You'll get a notification every time I post a new episode. I will be posting episodes three times a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you guys can look forward to that. And with that said, let's get into our show. So the first step on this long road to financial success will be the dreaded B word, budget. Yes, we need to make a budget. In order to know where you're going to end up, you have to figure out how much money you're making, how much money you're spending, and really how much money you're keeping. It's hard to really save any money or invest if you do not have a budget. Now, I get it. A lot of you guys may hate, you know, the word budget. You'll associate that with not being able to spend money, not going out and doing the things you like, but that's not the case. There's multiple things you can include in your budget as far as entertainment, going out to eat, as well as all the necessities. So a budget does not necessarily have to be, oh, I can't spend any money on having fun. So like I mentioned, with the budget, you can go ahead and make a spreadsheet. There are many apps out there that you can use. You can use Personal Finance. You can use Mint. My all-time favorite is Every Dollar, which is a product that is from the Ramsey Solutions, which is Dave Ramsey for a lot of you guys that may know him. I like this one because it really forces you to make a zero-based budget. So you account for every dollar that's coming in, and it forces you to take every dollar that you have coming in and assign each dollar a place to go. So it helps you really be proactive about saving versus reactive. Once you have your budget set, then you need to go ahead and start to make a emergency fund. Now, emergency funds are very important. Obviously, with everything going on with COVID today and a lot of people not working and being out of work, if this is not an example for everyone that you need an emergency fund, I don't know what is. So make an emergency fund plan. Usually I would say 3 to 6 months of your expenses, have it saved in a liquid account that you can tap into and use whenever an emergency situation arises. However, with a lot of people being out of work and with the state of the economy today, I would recommend you guys bumping that up to 6 to 12 months of liquid savings. You don't want to keep this in your checking account because obviously checking account rates are extremely abysmal. So I recommend putting it in a high interest savings account, something like Ally Bank or American Express or Discover, any one of the online banking that they typically give you about 10 to 20 times the national average for savings. And you want to be able to have, like I said, 6 to 12 months of expenses saved in there. So if anything happens, you can easily tap into that. This is only for emergencies, though. We're not going to use this to buy a brand new 70-inch, flat screen TV. After you get the emergency fund set up, obviously at this point, everything should be going well with your work, because you were able to set that up. The next thing we want to do is get into investing. So where am I going to put my money that I'm working for? Where am I going to put it
to where it can actually have some serious growth. So here you want to now start thinking about, retirement investing. Multiple different ways to do this. You want to put it into a Roth IRA. I recommend doing that first. That's a $6,000 a year. You can do it as after-tax dollars. You put it into a Roth IRA. If you have a 401k at work, I recommend you doing at least up to the match. So if your job, for example, is giving you a 5% match, put 5% in, get that match, and then put the rest of the money into your Roth IRA. After you put it into a Roth IRA, then you can go ahead and put the rest of the money into your 401k. For myself, I'm really skewed in real estate investing. So I love real estate investing, and you guys are hearing me talk about this a little bit more. I put a lot of my investments into real estate investment. And I can talk about all the benefits as far as why I prefer real estate investing over a Roth IRA and all that stuff later on. After you get that retirement, tax deferred or tax advantage account set up, then go into after tax account. So if you did put your money into a Roth IRA, then you wanted to do a 401k at work, and these are all tax advantage accounts, then now you can go into a brokerage account. You can put your money into a brokerage account and help it grow there. Whether you want to invest in Vanguard, you want to invest in Robinhood, you want to buy individual stocks, whatever the case may be, as far as where you want to put your money, but get it into some sort of investment that can sustain growth. What we don't want to do is put it in a bank account where you will lose money because of inflation. After you get that accomplished, the next thing you want to do is, if you have kids, let's put some money into a 529. Let's put some money into a college fund. And this is another tax advantage account that's sponsored by the government. You can put it into a 529 plan, have that grow, and then, don't pay taxes on any of the growth for your kids if you intend for them to go to college. After you get that done, the next step would be now maybe a HSA, a health savings account. If you obviously have impending medical expenses, you can put pre-tax dollars into a health savings account. It will grow tax-free. You won't pay any penalties. You can take it and use it for any qualified medical expenses and take that out as you need. Once you max all those out, the next thing really is just a regular brokerage account. So now we get into the realm where am I going to just put my money into a savings account where it's not going to do anything, or I can put it into stock market, maybe an index fund, Vanguard, Robinhood, M1 Finance, whatever the case may be. All that will be absolutely better than keeping it into a savings account. So we want to put our money into something that can make it grow over time and beat inflation. Once we have all that situated and all that is all set up, then really the next thing to do is just build wealth. So now I'm going to really meticulously pay attention to each one of my accounts, which one is helping me save on taxes, because at the end of the day, we don't want to pay more taxes than we have to, right? Set it up to where you're not paying more taxes than you need to. Work with your accountant and pay attention to where you're putting your money, and they can help you set up your accounts to where you get the best tax advantage possible. Obviously, I'm not a financial advisor, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a tax lawyer, so this is just my recommendations to help you get on the right path, but by no means am I an expert in these different areas. And once you have all that set up, then we can move on to the intricate details of what you need to do to actually become successful with your money. But these are the building blocks, the very important steps that you need to take in order to get to the point where you can actually begin to make significant moves with your money to become successful.
With that said, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you were able to learn something from this and take something away. If you have any comments, go ahead and leave that below, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. We'll be right back.